At the Lowry Theatre in Salford Quay, staring out over Media City UK that will be, or that is just about, and I'm with...
Joe Schofield.
Okay, and Joe, tell me what you're in. We're actually here at the Next Generation event, which is a sort of pre-Nations and Regions media event where there are a lot of graduates and soon-to-be graduates who are about to embark on a career in the industry. And just tell us what you're doing at the moment.
I'm a programme leader for Vision and Media, which is a screen agency working out of Media City UK. I am running an initiative with the BBC, ITV and Line Pictures to put trainees into the industry from a black and ethnic minority background to try and address the imbalance in diversity in broadcasting. So at the moment I have got 45 trainees on 6 to 12 month placements doing all sorts. I've got somebody in at Corrie, somebody at the BBC, assistant editors, technical operators, script development people, people working in comedy, so really, really diverse. And I work with them to basically give them hands-on experience. They do attachments as well outside of the industry in areas that they're interested in, and we also produce industry standard shorts. So people get experience of directing, scripting, throwing creative ideas into the hat. Hopefully putting new talent into the industry at a time when it really needs it.
So do you think this kind of hothousing, clearly talented people to begin with, and it's sort of a first or a early stage, do you think it makes a difference?
I would like to think so. Skill set, we originally got the money for nearly £1 million project because of figures that came out of Skill Set, which basically highlighted that there is only 2% of the industry which is black or minority ethnic, and this four-year programme has increased that to 5%, so it's still a long way to go, but that's doubled because of this initiative that's been working out of the Northwest. And the calibre of people who come through my door, it's very, very high, but the industry being prone to nepotism and who you know, not what you know, it's not being addressed, whereas something like this puts people directly into the workplace so they can impress. It's not tokenistic. It's absolutely about talent, but we need to provide opportunities so people can let their talent shine, really.
It's interesting you say there's only 2% working in the industry. I don't suppose you know what the percentage of people who come from black or minority ethnic backgrounds is in the region, do you, at all?
I think in the UK it's about 17%, so the numbers are quite dramatic in terms of how little cultural diversity is reflected both behind the camera and in front of the camera. We have a similar issue when it comes to writers. My background is in drama. We don't have enough diversity when it comes to writing and actors, and it's something that we need to address in the industry if we're going to reflect society and the people who watch television. So it makes sense from a commercial point of view as well as an ethical one.
Absolutely, because actually if people, broadcasters are craving storylines that reflect the population of the UK and wider, actually. So in an industry clogged with people desperate to get into it, it sounds like there's a real gap, actually.
There is. I especially with the talent being out there, it's a crime, really, to not give people an opportunity to reflect the wider world. We're a nation which has got absolutely every language and diverse background, and that's to be celebrated. And television is fantastic to hold a mirror up to that. And at the moment, it's not happening as much as it should. But something like MFPS... does go some way to try and address that. So hopefully, even though we're going through a period of austerity and cuts, certainly diversity is on the agenda for broadcasters. We just need to keep the flag flying for it.
And I'm sure it's one of the things that will be discussed at this conference, actually. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, dear.